Stress is on the tip of everyone's tongue nowadays with COVID. There's stress left, right, and center. And we have to find a philosophy that answers this question, how can I get rid of stress? Now, an answer, somewhat surprisingly, can be found with Martin Heidegger, the German philosopher of the 20th century. Now, why is it surprising? Well, because Heidegger had a very problematic life, so much so that one might wonder whether it's actually worth looking at his philosophy. How do we separate the person from the work? This is a big ethical question. He started having an affair later in his life with Hannah Arendt, who's an incredible, brilliant philosopher, but she was much younger than him, and they were both married. And then things really went completely off the rails when in 1933 he joined the Nazi party. And worse than that, not only did he become a Nazi, he actively ratted on his Jewish colleagues at the University of Freiburg and had them demoted or their careers blocked by informing on them. Terrible. So much so that he became a persona non grata, and Heidegger was basically a banned person for several years after the Second World War. So that's Heidegger's life, highly problematic. But his philosophy gives us a vision for a life without stress. In his masterpiece, Being and Time, or Sein und Zeit, he says that there's being and then there are beings. And these are two separate things. Let's start with the latter, beings. Beings are living entities that have a subjectivity proper to themselves that exist in space and time and can be looked at from the outside. But being is this act of ever becoming. It's living in conjunction with everything around you. It's sharing the unfolding of life through time. Heidegger thought that suffering came from fear of the future and nostalgia of the past. And the way to undo this is to seize this ever unfolding present moment, which connects you with everything in an act of Dasein. Dasein is supreme being. It's the flux of life. And you're not going to be stressed if you're living like that. So next time you feel stress around COVID or the future or you're sad about the past, try and join the ever-flowing river of Dasein, being.